This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Yankees still have a policy in 2025, the year of our Lord, that if you play for that ball club, you cannot have facial hair. You have to shave your beard. Your hair has to be a certain length. They dictate the facial hair that you can have on your face. So before we discuss this, I want to go around the room, play a little game. Darius, if you have some game show music, that would be lovely. If you notice, I have shaved my beard today. Few times you've probably ever seen me freshly shaved. It's because the Yankees called and asked if I wanted to come pitch at spring training, and I said, sure, so I'll be there on Monday. And they said, okay, make sure you're shaving.
You can have a mustache.
What's that?
You can have a mustache.
That's true.
Which I never understood as part of the policy, by the way.
It could be a groomed mustache.
Uh-huh.
I don't think you can like do the full like growing over the lip kind of gross mustache.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a know your co-host, know your pal game. Do I support or do I go against the Yankees' facial hair policy? Danny, you go first.
You hate it. You hate it so much. And in the same breath, after a period, you will defend a no long hair policy if an organization had it. That is my co-host, Grant Paulson.
Wow. Okay. Darius, you and I have done some traveling together recently. I feel like we are one and the same when it comes to many things. Dad, do I have any issue with the Yankees policy?
So I won't go as far to say as that you would, let's say, go against a policy of long hair. I think that's just a platform that you stand on. Long hair is a no-go for you at all times. The beard thing, I think it's a bridge too far, and I think that you're against it.
I do have a beard. I do wear a beard every day of my life, just about. So, okay, that's two of you that say I'm against the Yankees policy. Toby.
I feel like, Grant, that you wish that all of us that are working on this show, which are all sporting some sort of facial hair, would be clean-shaven.
Wow.
With short hair. Mm. You wish that we would show up like professionals with no hair on our faces so that we look like people that are working for a respectable organization like the New York Yankees.
How about Toby Altizer, ladies and gentlemen? The answer is, I like that they have this policy.
No.
And everyone else should kiss their ass about
what?
Yes. I am. Here's the thing. Do I like the policy itself? Not necessarily. Like, would I have this policy if I ran a team? Probably not. But I would have policies that people would think are antiquated and stupid. Like, when we traveled, we would dress up. We're not wearing big t-shirts and baggy pants, and we're not doing some weird bit where we're walking into the game and we're trying to put out a statement with a 4X sweater dress. Like, no. We're dressing like professionals going to work. So I think that some companies have rules. We happen to work in radio where we could show up. You do shows in sweatpants all the time. I do shows in t-shirts all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that we do not work in a field where appearance matters a whole lot, where we have a whole lot of rules to
and
adhere
thank
to.
Thank goodness.
Ain't that the truth? But I do think that the hand-wringing every year when a player has to shave his beard, it all started this week because Devin Williams, I don't know if you saw this, he showed up at Yankees camp with his full beard, and everyone's going, well, what's going on? Is he going to be allowed to keep his beard? They have a rule. And then the next time we saw him, he was freshly shaven because they got a barber sitting there in the clubhouse going, hey, buddy, that beard, got to come off. Signed that contract, right? Go ahead and look at Article 52. I think they should be allowed to do whatever they want. You signed with the team. I mean, if it's that big of a deal, pick another team. They have a rule. They have a thing. Their thing is we don't have beards here. So if you want to go play for the Yankees, it's been a thing for a long, long time. Everybody knows about it. I have absolutely no issue with this. And there's a small part of me, beyond just not having an issue with it, that kind of loves it.
Wow.
This, like a throwback. Everyone thinks we're stupid. It's like a restaurant where the servers still dress up really fancy or something and they don't need to. It's just, you feel like a cut above. You know, when I go into a GAR as an example, the team service where I put a little straw paper on my table and someone's going to come grab it in a minute, they're doing a little more. When you're at Chick-fil-A or something and they say my pleasure instead of, okay, whatever, man. It just gives you that little boost in your day. I think this is one of those things where it feels a little more professional. I have no problem with it, and a small part of me likes it.
Stone Cold Steve Austin offered me a beer in the ring, and as I went to drink it, he kicked me in the stomach and then put his finishing move on me. I did not see that coming at all. So I'm thrilled with your rationale and reasoning, and allow me to add on to it. Not only I used to not feel strongly either way. I now love it so much.
No way.
I now find it the greatest thing there is. And I hate the Yankees. I hope
we can't both love it because then we're just the most boring show. We're just the oldest man show ever.
Well, let me turn up the heat here a little bit. Let's burn the kettle because here comes the hot one. So in this seat, right, you and I get to do this. And I've had real jobs before where there have been rules. Like you have to wear shirt and tie to work at my government contractor job. I had to wear shirt and tie when I was working in alumni development. I wasn't allowed to have a beard at those times. I could do something else, and you follow the rules or you don't. You find some other place to work. So what happens a lot is narratives and the people who get upset at stuff wash across us all the time, like waves on a shore. Okay, you follow me?
Yes.
So the people that are upset with this are generally Gen Z whiners who think that having to go into the office twice a week is like the greatest affront in the history of mankind. Okay? So now I went from, whatever, I think it's kind of weird, but it's their thing. It's, you know, sort of their deal, their rule. You can't be out too late on the road, or you can't, go to this set of nightclubs after 4 a.m., or, you know, you got to do whatever the rule is. It's your rule for a condition for employment. It's because the people complaining are upset that makes me love it. The people that don't like it makes me adore it, and I want to embrace it. And I want to start having arbitrary and ridiculous rules for you and I. I know that's probably a bridge too far, but I love it so much. I love seeing the whining people squirm about it. And all these guys, well, it's not a big deal. Make your millions of dollars. Just take a razor to your face, dude. It's fine.
So you're endorsing this rule basically to be vindictive.
Yes. It's a vindictive endorsement. As Jerry Seinfeld once said, when he was asked, why are you returning this pair of pants? He said, for spite. That's my reason, for spite.
I just think that, number one, you probably, from a company standpoint, I don't think this is the case with the Yankees, but like restaurants do this to some extent. And you'll see this, I'm seeing in the YouTube chat, like hotel chains will have rules like this sometimes. I think if someone is willing to comply with an appearance rule, you're weeding out a lot of the people that are going to complain about a lot of things, don't you think? Like, if someone's willing to work for you knowing I've got to shave every day and I can't have facial hair, they're probably more willing to do professional things and follow more rules than someone who's just going to have an issue with every little thing that you've got to do. So I actually think it kind of makes sense in that regard. And I do think there is a professionalism to the look. I won't say where, but I go to a place occasionally to enjoy some food and beverage.
Oh, okay.
And the people that serve me, there's clearly no dress code, okay? And they look so nubby, is what I'm going to say. All right? They just do, right? And I just can't believe, like, they'll come up to me and just, like, baggy, dirty jeans or whatever, and I'm like, until they say, can I take your order, I have no idea that they work there.
Like, are you just a passerby?
And I'm, every single time, I know to expect it now, but I'm bothered by it.
Mm.
I would like this place so much more if that was not the case. If they had just a normal dress code, let alone, I don't know, a decent one. Right? And it's not like I'm paying a ton of money. It's not a great place, but it's just a minimum expectation. As I said, it doesn't have to be a lot. When at Chick-fil-A, they say my pleasure and these little wacky things that they do. They're standing out in the parking lot to take your order right there with a human being talking to you instead of the
number four.
Like, that little stuff all matters to your boy.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's trying. They're trying to show some professionalism. Now, if there's a hypocrisy to it where I'm a player and then behind the scenes I see, wait a second, so I can't have a beard, so we look like pros. And I got to wear a dress shirt when we travel. But we're not spending money on this. There's no team masseuse. You know, you're making me chase people down to get massages in this climate. You know, like, okay, now I've got an issue, right? But my guess is the Yankees are probably spending that money that they need to make you feel pretty good. And I don't think they've ever missed out on a player. I saw there was some rant that somebody had yesterday. I don't know who it was that was complaining about this rule and how antiquated and, you know, unacceptable basically it was. And their point is no player likes it. Every time someone leaves the Yankees, they're thrilled to grow their facial hair back out. You know, it's going to be hard to recruit players as if it's new. Do you think one player ever has turned down the lore and the reverence of the Yankees brand? And oh, by the way, this little thing called money, because they wanted to keep their beard? No chance.
Yeah.
I love having a beard to hide all the fatness under my chin. But guess what? I'll take 10 more people calling me fat every day than already do for all that money
for those millions, yeah.
And that reverence wearing that New York across my jersey.
Well, but let's say there was a person that turned him down. Okay, fine. Well, I bet you they'll be okay.
I'm just saying. I bet you there never has been.
Yeah. Either way, to be. I hear the point you're making. It matters a little less to me about the like we're trying to look professional, because that was the original genesis of the rule. Was Steinbrenner said as guys when they founded it in the 70s, there was a lot of sideburns and a lot of like kind of. The whole deal was a lot of hair and going a lot of different ways. Like, everyone looked like Johnny Damon, basically, right? Pre-Yankees Johnny Damon.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's sort of a traveling band of misfits. And he said, okay, enough of this. Let's look like pros. Let's have everything match the first-class thing that we're going to do all the time. Whether that's a good reason for it or not, I don't care about that anywhere near as much, to be honest with you. Like, I get the effort, no problem. But to me, it's a small, insignificant rule, and people are acting like these guys are victims. I can't do that.
Did you guys?
That's the part that gets me.
The millionaires that are getting paid all the money,
mm-hmm,
are victims.